Lenny and I were...
So just as a brief summary and a contrast, which is that the answer from yesterday, the first answer in Tosfos and Shuas is saying that the regular and the normal... It's trying to explain why you need Ani and Ashi. And what we're kind of saying is it's like opposite answers. This answer and the Malacha Gerua answer are kind of opposite answers. Because this answer is saying that if you left Malachas Hotzah to its own accord, the natural development of Malachas Hotzah, it would not include either of these types of the case in the Mishnah. It would only include actually carrying it across, walking across. But now the Torah is, because that's the Derech, of universal man. That's the way Yigdei Hotzah. But now the Torah is including the Derech of the Hotzah of the Ani. Now, just because you include in your machshev, you give significance to the Hotzah of the Ani, doesn't necessarily mean you're going to give significance to the Hotzah of the Ashiya. They're different. You're extending beyond what would be the normal derech. In the normal conditions, the Hotzah of the Ani would be like a Shinoi. It would be lacking. And it wouldn't be the Malacha. But towards extending it and saying, you know what, the Hotzah of the Ani is a legitimate, recognized derech Hotzah, and if you use that, you're chayav. So now, maybe it wouldn't only do it by the Ani. Who's to say it's necessarily going to do it by the Ashir? You have to prove that the Mishnah is telling you that it's doing it by both. So it's here, this answer, it's like the Ani and the Ashir, because you're extending Hotzah, you don't know how far to extend it. And the Malacha Gerua answer is kind of the opposite. It's saying is that really, Malacha's Hotzah should include everything. But now you see the Torah is Malacha Gerua, the Torah, so to speak, cuts it in half and limits it only to Shazelah Shazarab and creates like a limited, deficient structure. So now the question is, we don't know where it's going to cut. Maybe it's going to cut it at Ani, maybe it's going to cut it at Ashir. There it's like a limiting the structure. Malacha Gerua means it's like a limited, artificially limited structure. The first answer is it's not a limited structure. On the contrary, it's the natural structure, but it's extending it and recognizing other things as being legitimate drachim of Hotzah. That wouldn't make it Gerua. It's just saying you don't know what the Torah is going to recognize. Simple pshat, you say, just recognizes the universal Derech. But it's being machshav other drachim. Doesn't make it into a gerua, but it's different. They're similar, but they're in a sense opposites, and they're different a little bit. So we're continuing now. The Tosfos and Shavuos on Beis Amud Aleph referenced the Gemara and Shabbos on Beis on Gimel Amud Aleph, or Gimel and Beis, and he claims somehow that it's related. Okay, and somehow he thinks that with his explanation about Ani and the Ashir, it's going to somehow make this Gemara and Shabbos easier to understand, or Gemara and Shabbos is going to help the Tosfos, something like that. They seem related. So we're digressing a little bit to this Gemara. You have to figure out Pshat the Gemara and then see how Tosfos is making use of it. Okay. So, again, the Gemara, the Gabbai is basically talking about a case of a person who's in one Rishas, and his arm is outstretched into the other Rishos. Okay? And the question is, under those circumstances, do you define his arm? How do you define his arm? You could have imagined two possibilities. You could have said his arm is in the Rishos of the airspace, mm-hmm. The Rishos whose airspace his hand is in, or you could have imagined it's basically a part of the body, and the Rishos of the arm is really the Rishos of the body. Okay, and the airspace is just airspace, but essentially it's just part of his body. You could have imagined either one of those situations. Okay, now if it were the case that it were really part of the body, so then if a person would pick up something in his own rishos, outstretch his arm across the rishos to the other rishos, he would not have accomplished anything. It would be as if the object was still residing in the rishos of his body. In which case, if someone lifted the object out of his hand and put it down in the other Rishos, then that guy would be doing Hotzah. Because it's basically, even though he isn't bringing it across the border, since the object is defined by the body, so the object's Rishos was the Rishos of the body, so it's basically sitting in the Munach in the Rishos of the body. Now the other guy just lifts it out of the Rishos and puts it down in the opposite Rishos. So it would be Hotzah. But the case of the Mishnah is clearly, if the Ani or the Ashir picks it up in his own Rishos and puts his arm across, then the other guy takes it from his hand and puts it down, they're both Pater, because one guy did a Kira, one guy did a Nacha. So you see, you can't say that the object in the airspace is not completely together with the, is not considered like it's part of the body. Rather, it would seem that it's, somehow it's in the other Rishos. Okay, but Tosis doesn't say, Rashi there doesn't say that. He says it's not completely in the Rishus of the body. It's like somehow like a mix. It's not completely in the Rishus of the body, but it's sort of in the Rishus of the body. It's not clear exactly.
If it were
the Rishus of the body, then the other guy would be Chayv.
Right.
Correct.
So there was
Correct. So, but you would think that Rashi should say, so rather, it's like it's in the Rishus.
Their space.
It's in the Rishus of their space.
Right?
It's just, it's not Munach there, so the guy is, you're not going to be Chayev for just moving your arm across because you didn't put it down in there. You know, but you'd say it's in the Rishus of their space. But Rashi doesn't say that either. Rashi just says, it's not Legamri, it's not entirely like it's in the Rishus of the body. Okay, because if it were entirely like it's in the Rishus of the body, then the person who lifts it out of there and puts it down, it would be Chayev. And he's not Chayev. Okay, but of course, what does Rashi mean? It's not Legamri. Okay? But, yes, that's one question. Okay? But then the question is, Tosus is going on a different point. Given that fact, if you notice, the Mishnah has, the Gemara there has both ways. It has the Ani whose hand is outstretched into Rishus Yachid, and the Baal Bayis whose hand is outstretched into Rishus Rab. And saying in both instances, you don't say the guy's outstretched arm is considered like it's a part of the, you know, like it's part of his guf. But Tosus is saying, wait a second, who needs two cases? Isn't it the same case? It should be the same principle. That an outstretched arm, you don't say, is considered like it's 100% part of the body. Why do you have both cases? Mm-hmm. So he's drawing an analogy. He's saying, just like over here you have two cases, so too over there you have two cases. And you need them both. Okay, that's his analogy. Now, to take the analogy further, we're going to have to get into the svara of what's going on here. But that's the pshat, how it's tying in. I think the starting question, more directly, why is it? Let's take the case. I'm an ani standing in Rishus HaRavim. So the case is I'm an ani. I'm standing in Rishus HaRavim. I'm standing in Rishus HaRavim. I pick up an object from my Rishus HaRavim. I stretch my hand across the border of Rishus HaYachid. Okay. Now the other guy, the guy inside the house, takes the object out of my hand, picks it up out of my hand, and puts it down on the floor of his house. Okay? Now the question is, why is the inside guy not Chayev? Why don't you say that he lifted an object from Rishus HaRabim and put it into Rishus HaYachid? So you would have said simple, because it wasn't in Rishus HaRabim. It was in the airspace. And the airspace is airspace of Rishus HaRabim. So he said, Rishus Yachid. So he just took it out of his own Rishus. He didn't even do anything. He said, of course he's not Chayef. But Rashi and the Gemara is not, at least Rashi learning, it's not so simple. It's, he really kind of should have been Chayef. Because he's really sounds somehow like the hand is like part of the body. But it's not a totally part of the body. Okay, the hand is, if the hand is really part of the body, then you're going to say that it's never left Rishus HaRabim. In which case, the Ashir is just taking it from Rishus HaRabim and putting it down Rishus HaYachid, in which case it should be Chayev. But that's what I'm saying. It's not completely like it's in the Rishus. What do you mean it's not completely? Either it is or it isn't. What does that even mean? I mean, what's the Rishus? Is it Rishus HaRabim? Then it's in Rishus HaRabim. And if it's not Rishus HaRabim, so then it's not Rishus HaRabim. It's not completely. It's partially. Another Kasha, just on the surface, is that it doesn't seem like Tosus is making a good move here. Because these cases don't seem comparable. Because our case is talking about the Derech Hotzah. That it's not the Derech Hotzah unless you carry it across. And now it's the Derech Hotzah L'Ani, Derech Hotzah L'Ashir. But I mean, the case on Gimel is talking about not a Derech Hotzah, but how you define the Rishus of the outstretched arm. The Chafzah and the outstretched arm. What does that have to do with the Derech Hotzah? I mean, one is talking about defining the Rishus of a Chafza, and the other one is talking about the Derech Hotzah. The question is that, I'm saying is that there are two different questions. In Hotzah, you have the primary thing of in Hotzah is that objects have locations. Every object has a location. Now that, given that objects have locations, now you have a Torah creates an Isser Hotzah of changing those locations. Now, the Tosafot in Shavuos, or Eleni and Ashir, is talking about the Torah's structure of the Isser of changing locations. And it's saying that the derech of that Isser, derech of change of location, derech of the Ani, derech of the Ashir. So saying is, you have two separate limudim for the Ani and the Ashir. Okay? That's in terms of the derech of the Maisa Hotzah. But the question of how you identify the location of an object is prior to the whole Isser Hotzah. It's a question, how do you identify the location of an object in an Asher storm? Is it defined by the body? Is it defined by the airspace? So it has nothing to do with the Torah structure of the Isser Hotzah and derech Hotzah. That's a question of how you define the object. So you can't just say, well, since Hotzah and Asher is two, therefore two, it's all the same thing. I mean, they're different worlds. So you can't just extend from one to the other. I mean, they superficially sound similar, but they're not.
Okay, so something like this. So you have to say as follows. Okay, well, let's review the question, and I'll show you how you have to answer it. Question is how do you have a... Forget the Gomri question, we'll get to that. But how do you have a right... There are Tosas in Shavuos is talking about the Derech Hotzah. It's saying it's Derech Hotzah, the Ani, and Derech Hotzah, the Ashir, two different Drachim, and you can't learn from one to the other. So now how does that have anything to do with the case of where the object, the definition of the location of the object? That's a totally different realm. So the answer is no. It must be that the question there is not about the definition of the location of the object, but is about the Derech Hotzah. And therefore, they're really the same case. Okay? Now, how does that make any sense? Okay, but I'm just saying is, if you could work that out,
right. Then
you'd have an answer. Because then you'd be saying that they're really the same framework. The problem, the question is they're totally different frameworks. How can you compare one to the other? Now, it's clear that the framework of Shavuos is Derech Hotzah, because Tosa says openly Derech Hotzah. And the question, the case in Gimel sounds like it's talking about the location of the object. But if you could somehow show that the issue at hand is not a question of the location of the object, but the question of Derech Hotzah, if you could do that, then you'd be showing they're in the same world, and then you have the Derech Hotzah and the Asher, and then there's all Hunky-Dory, right? Mm-hmm. If you could do that. I'm just saying your mind should be thinking that from the question, the fact that these things are so different, Derech Hotzah is one thing, and the definition of Chefzah is another thing, the question says that can't be. Can't be. It must be that they're the same, they're apples and apples. So now the question is, how is that a question of Derech Hotzah? I mean, that's the step you should be taking. What I'm showing is that the question should lead you to an answer. Now, so far we haven't explained how it works out, but right. if you find the right question, then it could help get you to the answer. Because if you ask this question, you see that you can't compare the definition of the chafza to the Derech Hotzah. They're not comparable. If you think of three, you see they're not comparable. And if you're convinced of that, then the move to make is that they really are the same. They have to be the same realm if Tosas wants to compare them. So most Tosas is learning this Gemara
not
a definition of the Chafza, but as the Derech Hotzah.
Yeah.
Okay, so it could help you in figuring out this Gemara. Okay, now the question is, how does it do it? How does that work? Because on the surface, it's talking about the definition of the object. Okay, but we have another problem in terms of definition of the object. Who ever heard of a definition of an object being two different definitions? It's not legamre like the body. I mean, is it like the body? Is it not like the body? Right? Oh, but maybe that it all answers itself up. Because really, I'll tell you, he means, if you have to say from Rashi, which one is it really? If you had to pick, which Rashi is it? Is it the body or is it the airspace? Just from the semantics of Rashi. The body. Because he's saying it's not totally like it's in the body. So it's not totally like it's in the body. So the implication is, it is in the body. The outstretched arm is in the body, but not entirely. You don't consider it entirely like it's in the body. How don't you consider it entirely as the body? If you have the outstretched hand, which is a part of the body, so if it were entirely like the body, if a guy took it from that outstretched hand and put it down, he'd be chayev. But no, it's not entirely like that. Rather, if the guy takes it from the outstretched hand and puts it down in the rishos, he's potter. Why? Because it's not the Derech Hotzah. Because that's not the Derech Hotzah. Not because it's not entirely. Because you can't have a chafta being defined as the one in and not. You can't have a chafta having two definitions. But it's because it's not the Derech Hotzah. What does that mean? I'm saying that would be great.
That's the joining point.
Yeah, that's okay. So what do I mean? So again, the Derech Hotzah of handing something, of doing Hotzah, when you do Hotzah across the Rishos, give me one second. Right. The Derech Hotzah for instance, who should be doing Otsah? Who would the Isra Otsah be on if you tell me that the hand is really part of the body? So take the guy, the Baal Bais is inside his house. He takes a piece of bread from on his table, puts it across the border into the Rosh Hashanah. Okay? Now you're saying is the hand is still part of the body. So the hand is really, the bread is still in the house. Okay? So now the Ani takes it out of his hand and puts it down. Okay? So now who should be Chayev in Otsah? Should be the Ani, because he's taking it from the Rosh Hashanah, the house, and putting it on the street. But the Ani is doing Otsah, but he's not even really doing Otsah. Yeah, he's not even, so to speak, breaking the plane. Right? I mean, it's like a funny kind of Otsah. It's like supposed to be conceptually defined as Otsah, because he said the bread was after the body, which was after, you know, which is a part of the Rosh Hashanah, you know, the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But the Derech Otsah is highly deficient, because it's like the guy is basically taking it from the airspace of Rosh Hashanah Rabim and putting it down in Rosh Hashanah Rabim. If what you're saying is, conceptually, it is Otsah, because the identity of the object really was, right, was the body. So therefore, it was Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and now he's bringing from Rosh Hashanah Rabim. But he's saying is, but that's lacking the Derech Otsah. That's removed, even though the Derech Otsah is extending to include the Ani Asher handing deal, not only a guy who walks across, and that the Gemara, the Mishnah taught us that is included in Derech Otsah, where you have two guys involved, and you have the Derech Lani or Derech Asher, but there's a limitation in this Derech. There's a limitation, which is that the guy doing Otsah has to be doing the transfer. You got to be doing a transfer. That's the Derech Otsah. So only the Asher Otsah is where you're doing a Hakira Hanacha transfer. That's part of the Derech which we're recognizing. Not only in the case of the Ani, but also in the case of the Asher. That's removed from being the Derech Otsah. In both cases. Because you're telling me there's a Derech Otsah and Derech Otsah Asher. Torah is recognizing both of them. Now, within both of them, there is an exception to that Derech Otsah, which is that you could do the handing. You could do the handing, you could do a cross Rosh Hashanah without moving your body. But you have to at least, as long as you don't have to be moving your body across the Rosh Hashanah, but you got to be moving your hand across the Rosh Hashanah. Okay, you got to at least be moving your hand across the Rosh Hashanah. Physically, not just like conceptually. But you have to physically be doing that. Both in the case of the Ani and both in the case of the Ashi. Okay, again, they're different frameworks, different drachm of Otsah, and you have to spell out both of them. All right? So that's what Tosfos is showing you, is that Gemara should be understood in the context of the Mishnah of telling you these are Dera drachm of Otsah, and it's placing limitations, so to speak. It's not legamre. What does it mean it's not legamre? It means it is really 100%, in terms of the chafta is 100% really in the rishus of the body. But it's not legamre, means it doesn't have the halacha of an object which is in the Rosh Hashanah of the body, because the Maisa Hotzah is going to be deficient. Yeah. That's what it means. It's not legamre. Means that not legamre means is that in terms of the definition of the Chafza, it's 100% in the Rosh Hashanah of the body. Okay? It is. If you want to identify the location of the object, it's in the Rosh Hashanah of the body. But when you have something in the Rosh Hashanah of the body, the Maisa Hotzah could be performed upon it.
Right.
But here, because of the accidental thing that it's outstretched, the Maisa Hotzah, the Derech Hotzah, can't be realized. So therefore, it's part of the body, but it's not legamre-like part of the body because of an accidental thing, because the Maisa Hotzah will never be able to be realized on it. So it means it's not completely like it's in the rishus of the hand. Because if it were completely, then it would have all the dinim 100%. But it doesn't, because of the way it interplays with the Derech Hotzah, is that it's in the rishus of the body, but it's not treated, in terms of the Maisa Hotzah, it's not treated like it's a part of the body. Okay, because of a different reason. For a different reason. That's why it's not a contradiction. Because there's one thing in the chafetz, the definition of the chafetz, and another thing is the maisa otzah. So the definition of chafetz is really only in this rishus. But even in the terms of the maisa otzah, it's as if the maisa otzah, it's as if it's already in there in the rishus of the airspace. Because the otzah now of the other guy is going to be deficient because he's not bringing it across the border. Even though in terms of the chafetz wasn't across the border. The chafetz was really in the rishus of the body. But in terms of maisa, it so to speak, it was across. And the guy who takes it from his hand isn't doing the action of bringing it across the plane. I mean, so therefore it's going to be lacking there. That's what it means, the gami. So Rashi and Tosfos are really on the same page in this. I mean, they're learning the same framework. And it's a limitation of the Derech Otsah deal in the Mishnah. What to gain here in the methodology of the thing? Okay, yeah. And I think that's what to think about. Is, the first thing is asking the questions. I mean, don't just believe Tosfos when he's saying that, you know, that they're comparable. Define why they're not comparable. And once you see why they're not comparable, that must be you're making a mistake, because they can't not be comparable if Tosfos is saying they're comparable. So it must be you have to change one of your premises. Now, you can't change saying that the Shavuos thing is not talking about the Arhotzah, because Tosfos openly says it is talking about the Arhotzah. So it must be that the case on Gimel is also talking about the Arhotzah. And then the Legamri thing also kind of had a problem with it. So you don't want to say anyways that the object is defined as two things. That problem also should key you into the fact that there are two frameworks. Right? Because Legamri, you don't want to say the same framework. It's partially this, partially that. So the way to answer that is there are two frameworks. Now, one framework is the definition of the Chafetz. So were you looking for another framework? Well, you have another framework from Tosfos of the Der Hotzah. That's your other framework. Tosfos provides you with the other framework. He makes the connection. And then it all kind of fits together, you know? Okay, so it turns out the Der Hotzah of the Anya of the Ashir is where you, not necessarily when you walk across the Rishas, but you take an object and bring it across the plane physically and put it down in the other Rishas. Pick it up in one Rishas, cross the plane, put it down in the other Rishas. Okay? One guy is doing that whole thing. Not just conceptually taking it from one Rishas and putting it in the other Rishas. Because the outstretched arm, conceptually you're doing that. Because it was conceptually in the Rishas of the body, and therefore conceptually you're bringing it from one Rishas to the other one. But not in the Maisa. In the Maisa, that's lacking. So the Derech Hotzah, the Torah is positing that the Derech Hotzah, the Asher, the Derech Hotzah, the Ani, the Asher, are included in Lachas Hotzah. But the Gemara, Abaye, is saying you can deduce from the Mishnah, not entirely. You still have to limit it by saying you have to break the plane. Okay? You can't just take it all the way. If you took it all the way and say Derech Hotzah, the Ani, the Asher, then you say, well, even now stretched arm, because that's part of the Rishos of the body. And therefore, that's also, but that's what's putting limitation. Is the Abaye pointing out a limitation which you could derive from the Mishnah. So I just want to read, tomorrow I want to do the Ramban really. But I just want to, maybe at the beginning, just mention, but I'll give you the question. Is Tosfos in Shavuos brings down Rabbeinu Tam's, shot is this, Malchut Geruah. Okay? Rabbeinu Tam first, so it's some Malchut Geruah. Same question of Ani and Ashiya. He says, why is it some Malchut Geruah? The Mali Yemotim Shosiach, Lev Shosiach, the Mali Yemotim Shosiach, who cares if you're going within Rishos Yachid or to Rishos Ram? Same thing as us. The Kachot Sukhul Farish, Kolin Yam Dani Adashia. Therefore, since it's Geruah with its limitations, so you have to, maybe it would limit it to Ani Asher, so therefore you have to tell me both. Viteda. Now he's going to prove the Malachi Geruah. I'm going to prove to you that it's a Malachi Geruah. Okay? Two proofs he's going to have. Okay, one of his proofs is going to be the same thing about the Toldos. Okay, the fact that you need a source in the Mishkan for every single Tolda. That's the second proof. That was Artos also was talking about that. You can't universalize to other toldos without finding them in the Mishkan. Okay, well, by a regular malacha, it follows the lines of the productivity, so then naturally you could extend. You could extend once you know one, then it's going to go the whole category. Here, since it's Geruah, you have no right to extend to different suras. Okay, but his first raya is Midama Breisha Zorei Kotsa Gufa Hecha Ksiva V'dorish Lemei Kolei Am V'Havi V'kam Arshkach Na Hotsa Achmasa Menalam Svari Mali Fugim Alayili L'sharva Slobo Inakra. And the Chavina called Avu B'Mishkan, Rotzah B'Mishkan. So basically he says is that the Gemara wants to know, how do you know Rotzah is even a Malacha? So it proves it from a Pasuk. Ve'kala Mehavi. It's a Pasuk. He says, what do you mean a Pasuk? What do you need a Pasuk for? It's in the Mishkan. Whatever's in the Mishkan is a Malacha. Okay, and it's clear, Gemara shows, says, so it was in the Mishkan. So therefore, what do you need a Pasuk to teach me Rotzah is a Malacha? You know, if a Pasuk teaches you Bishl is a Malacha, you know, if a Rotzah teaches you sewing, you know, Orig is a malacha, you know, it's just whatever's in the Mishkan. But you need a pasuk to teach me Yotzah's in the Mishkan. Why? Because he's saying, because it's a malacha girl. Okay? And that also, you need a pasuk, you need to teach me each of the toldos because it's a malacha girl. So the question is how does this fit in? Artos didn't mention the fact that you need a pasuk to teach me Yotzah in the first place. On the contrary, it seems that it doesn't exactly fit in. Because the fact that you need a pasuk to teach me that it's a malacha sounds like it's going with the old idea of Malachi Geruah. Namely that, because you're not really doing anything. You know what I mean? So you need a pasuk to tell me that that's Malacha. You know what I mean? Like that idea. Because what are you accomplishing? You're not accomplishing anything. So this pasuk is telling you that it's, you know, that it's a Malacha. Because it's Geruah. Because you're not doing anything. So you need a pasuk. But that's not Tosa's idea of Malachi Geruah. Tosa's idea of Malachi Geruah is not because you're not doing anything, but because of the differentiation in the Rishuyos and that it's cutting out all the, you know, seems to be a little bit different. So the question is, how do those two How do you reconcile these two things? How does the fact that you need a potish miotzah indicate that it's geruah or not? That's sure you need a potish miotzah, but maybe it's not a geruah structure. Right? Geruah and tosos means the structure is geruah, not the fact that it's a malacha is geruah. Okay, so that's a little bit of a problem. It'd be nice if we could answer that. But the main thing I want to do tomorrow, so you can work on that a little bit, don't spend too much time on it, but the main thing I want to do is the Ramban. You'll see the Ramban basically brings up Tosus's thing, Tosus's pshat. He kind of says that a little bit differently in Lacha Geruah. He elaborates a little bit. You'll see. The question is he saying the exact same thing as Tosus? Is he kind of putting in a little bit different? Well, you'll see the points he's saying are not that easy to understand. You'll see he adds in some other points which aren't readily intelligible.
Ramban
on the Gemara, on our Gemara here. On Shabbos. On the Mishnah, yeah. Well, he talks about the issue of why you need Ani and Asher. And then he attacks Tosos. He holds you don't really need a separate pasuk for Ani and Asher. Really, you can do it from one pasuk. He doesn't like that idea. And he basically has a few attacks on Tosos, and he gives his own theory. So we'll try to do a few steps here, right? I say first try to understand what he's adding and then do his attack on Tosfos. Okay?